Nathan Zagura here at Twickenham Stadium in London, where the Browns fall to 0-8, losing 33-16 to the Minnesota Vikings. And while the score not great, it really doesn't tell the whole story. For the first time all year, the Browns went into halftime with the lead on a sneak by quarterback DeShone Kizer. But unfortunately, in the second half, they came out on the very first play of that half. Isaiah Crowell was stripped. He fumbled. That led directly to 3 points for the Vikings. Now, the Browns would go down the field, kick a field goal to take the lead again, but that was their last lead of the game, as the Vikings would add two more touchdowns, a two-point conversion, and a 50-yard field goal to make it 33-16. In the second half, the fumble by Crow really kind of set the team back. They had two turnovers on the day, a muffed punt early by Bryce Treggs, and then the Crowell fumble. They had a takeaway as well. Joe Schobert getting the game off to a great start for the Browns with an interception that led to the Browns' first lead of the day. All in all, DeShone Kizer didn't turn the ball over. The Browns had the lead at halftime for the first time, but it was not enough. Again, the self-inflicted wounds, the two turnovers, another missed field goal, a short one from Zane Gonzalez that would have given the Browns the lead in the third quarter, and then the penalties. While they finished the day with only five, four of them came in the second half. Two of them were in the end zone, setting up first and goal situations for the Vikings that they capitalized into touchdowns both times, including one where they tacked on a two-point conversion. So that was 15 points right there. The Browns offense knew it was going to have a tough time with the Vikings defense. In the first half, though, they were efficient. They did a good job running the ball. Isaiah Crowell started the game off with a 26-yard touchdown run, his longest of the year, to give the Browns a 7-0 lead following that Schobert interception. But in the second half, they just couldn't get anything going. That Vikings defense, it clamped down. They started to get pressure on Kizer, and the Browns went 3-and-out after 3-and-out after 3-and-out, to the point where their defense was on the field for almost 38 minutes in this game. And that's a big discrepancy, almost 16 minutes in time of possession. And in the end, the defense wore down. The Vikings took advantage. Case Keenum played a very solid day. Adam Thielen added a touchdown, as did Kyle Rudolph for the Minnesota Vikings, who leave here now 6-2, winners of four in a row, while the Browns fall to 0-8 to start the season for the second consecutive year. Both teams will have their bye next week, and the Browns will have to look for answers. I think one thing that became very clear today watching these two teams on the field was that the Browns' defense played very well, played very hard. They were just on the field too long, and that the playmakers out wide for the Vikings, Diggs and Thielen, did such a good job, while the playmakers out wide for the Browns really struggled. The only play of note was a bomb from Ricardo Lewis that led to the DeShone Kizer quarterback sneak touchdown at the end of the first half. The trade deadline on Tuesday, I don't know if the Browns will address anything this year, but that's certainly going to be something they're going to have to address going forward, as they just don't have the firepower in some of these games to match with a team like the Minnesota Vikings. For the Browns, Detroit will be the next game following the bye week, and hopefully they will find that elusive first victory. From London, England, Nathan Zagura with the latest on the Browns. You can keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.